From Jinden to Tarago, Bungendore to Nelligan, Braidwood FM, your local radio station.
It's 29 past 11. Well, you won't get wet on Sunday if you're at the Braidwood Theatre. There is a very big afternoon of music coming up with the Acacia Quartet. And to tell us more... I've got to press a button. To tell us more on the line is Janine Collins. Hi, Janine. How are you doing?
Hi there. I'm very well, thank you.
That's good. Nice to talk to you. And tell us about the Acacia Quartet Music Afternoon in Braidwood on Sunday.
Sure. It's an Acacia Quartet and also a local professional musician. Oh. Rebecca Johnston will be performing as well. So it's a double bill. Yes. No, it's great. We're really looking forward to coming to Braidwood.
Yes.
This is our inaugural tour. We only launched here in Goulburn night before last.
Oh, really?
And then we're off to Gunning tonight to the courthouse.
Yes.
It's almost sold out. And we'll be in Braidwood Sunday afternoon. So we've been set up, we've been funded, seed funded by the government to actually set up this organisation to extend the reach of classical music across regional New South Wales.
Excellent.
Yeah, we want to do that with growing new audiences and building new touring routes and, you know, activating great infrastructure like the Heritage Hall there.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's
So do you find there's enough attention played to classical music, like in the regions?
Well, what's the discovery is so interesting. It's what we have found is classical musicians go to the same places, Wollongong, Orange, Newcastle,
yep,
because they know they have audiences and infrastructure.
Yeah.
And so everyone's missing out. And we've been out and about talking to regions to find out, you know, what do we have to do to grow audiences and create employment opportunities. And it's delightful to find that there's so much happening already. And Braidwood is a classic example of that.
You know,
where volunteer community groups have been working away because they're really keen to bring classical music to the region. So now our question is, what can we do to support you and help provide more of those opportunities? So there have been great partnerships to date. Yeah.
Yeah. Look, I think you're onto something here because, you know, I know I speak to people from various music genres and they all say the same thing. Regional areas seem to miss out, and it's great to see that you're bringing your brand of music to places like Braidwood and Tamora and Gunning, and I'm sure that they really appreciate the fact that you're taking the time to come and visit.
Yeah, no, we'll also be in Young and Cowra, and the whole idea of this model is it's called slow touring, and we go to a region for up to a couple of weeks, so
right,
it's not about fly in, fly out, or just do the one pop-up, you know, actually we want to take our time, also do a lot of, you know, community engagement events, like in Gunning we're part of the Bicentennial, and down in Young we're launching the Hilltop Cultural Trail, and
Tamora
we're at the station, and the Youth Association are looking after us there, and that way we're going to return every year and really build those strong relationships with communities so that in time musicians will know that they've got an audience. It's not such a risk.
Yep.
They know the touring route and this will be sustainable in the long term. So that's the plan. Yeah.
And how's it going so far?
Well, so far, fantastic. We had, you know, it was a wild night of wild weather the other night.
Yeah, so I'll say.
At the Hume Con, and we thought, oh, let's see, but it was great. We had two ministers, Minister Tuckerman, Minister Franklin, were there in attendance, the Lord Mayor, oh, you know, almost full house, everyone, people from Orange, Bathurst.
Wow.
Gunnedah. Yeah, it was just fantastic. So, and then tonight is our first performance, and from what I gather, I think it's full, but, you know,
excellent.
I haven't confirmed my tickets today, but it was almost full a few days ago. So we're off to a great start. It's very exciting.
Yeah, indeed. So once you've done this run, as they say, are you going to look at other areas? Because I'm pretty sure that there's a market on the south coast in Batemans Bay and Toowoomba and places like that for your brand of music as well.
Yeah, you're right. I was down there because the first thing we do is actually come and visit community to find out, you know, what they see as the challenges and opportunities and yep. what their interests are and their community issues and things like that. Because yep. we want community to tell us. It's yep. not about us rocking into town. You know? So I've been down to the South Coast and had some amazing conversations and think it feels like there is a really strong audience down yes. there, and they're really keen to have us, you know, assist with some facilitating the talent, facilitating some tours. I've also, I think we've been north and we're also planning something out west. So
fantastic.
What we'll do is repeat, you know, come back and repeat these while we grow and continue into other regions. So, you know, eventually we'll have New South Wales covered.
Well, what a good plan that is.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it sounds very, very exciting. And, you know, it must be exciting for you, Janine, to be on the ground floor of a brand new project like this.
Oh, it is. I love a startup. All I can see is a lot of opportunity. And you don't know. You know, it's not until you go out and speak to people that yes. you find out. But so far, all of the conversations have just been so encouraging. As I said, I've just discovered there's so much activity already happening. Mm. So it's not like we're walking, you know, entering communities, where do we start? It's actually, how do we help?
Yeah,
because
that's
you're already doing it.
Yeah.
What can we do? It might be marketing, might be subsidising tickets, might be helping provide the talent.
Yep.
Every region is quite different.
Yeah, yeah. So apart from yourselves performing, you'll be managing other artists in the classical music industry as well?
Yes.
Yeah, great.
Well, we want to provide employment opportunities to as many musicians as possible. So like Braidwood, we have, you know, Rachel, who is a local professional artist.
Yep, yep.
You know, so it's a great example of being able to recognise the talent that already exists in regional areas.
Yep.
And the Acacia Quartet is actually made up of musicians from Canoundra and Canberra and I think and Bega, I need
yes.
to check, and they're residents in Orange.
Right.
So, you know, we've got already a fantastic example of an ensemble made up of regional artists that tour nationally and internationally and have, you know, a lot of recordings under their belt as well.
Yeah, that's just amazing. And, look, congratulations to everybody involved. I think it's fantastic that you're bringing this this standard of program out to the regions.
Yes. Well, it's wonderful. And, you know, and why not? It's really important that everyone has an opportunity to experience classical music in this way.
Absolutely. Know? I think you better bring your gumboots. So, Janine, we've had a fair bit of rain in our neck of the woods, but nothing like north.
No, I've actually do have my gumboots.
Oh, very good.
For anything and the raincoat and umbrella. But I must say, I can see blue sky. So, you know,
right.
I'm optimistic about the weekend's weather.
Well, you never know, do you? But I know on the coast it's going to be a bit wet, but I think inland things are starting to clear up a bit. All right, but look, best of luck with the project and the tour. Best of luck with the show on Sunday. And if you're heading down to the South Coast, we can probably talk again.
Fantastic. Yes, we definitely will be. I think a bit later in the year.
Yes.
For sure.
So okay.
Looking forward to that too. Great. So, 2 p.m. on
yes.
Sunday. And even if it's raining,
yep.
as you said, the hall will be nice and dry. So.
That's right. Exactly right. At the Braidwood National Theatre. Now, admission $35, concession $25, and tickets are available at all the www.humanitix.com.
Yes.
And as a matter
great
of fact,
great way to use your voucher.
Yeah. I like the way you think. All right, Janine, nice to talk to you, and I hope we can do it again soon.
You too. Thanks so much for your support.
You're welcome. Cheers.
Okay, see you later.
All right, there goes Janine Collins. And now, if you would like to go, I've got two double passes right here in my hot little hand to give away. And the number 48421... 312 48421 312. If you would like to go along to the Braidwood Theatre on Sunday to see that show, give us a call.
This is Braidwood FM.